get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give thanks to God for His mercy. We give Him all the glory for the grace which He has given unto us again to learn at His feet. We thank God because another day He has granted us the grace to hear His word this hour. And I pray the word God is about to send to us, the voice we are about to hear this hour, shall transform everyone's life in Jesus' name. Also, I give thanks to God and also the servant of God, the one whom God has been using to write. Looking at this hour is titled Children of Promise. Everyone on earth is created in God's image. The book of Genesis 1 verse 26 made it known to us, and God said, let us make man in our own image. Every man on earth today came into this world through a woman. Everyone on earth came to this world, you know, either through machine, whatever it may be. The presence of nature of God is needed to form any human on earth. Even Jesus Christ our Lord, when He's coming to this world, He needed a body. So human nature is needed. Everyone has a name by which they are called. God founded family from the beginning. Through God, we are all a living being. Though God founded a family, yet there is another family on this earth that are living above the biological family level. There are family on this earth that are living above the biological family level. They are the lineage of the blessed, which emanated from Father Abraham, which every Christian got connected to by the blood of Jesus. We get connected to that blood of Abraham through the blood of Jesus Christ. It is possible to be a good Christian and be suffering. Yes, it is possible. It is possible to be a good Christian and be suffering. It is possible to be a Christian and be tormented and even live in pains. It is possible. There are Christians that are managing lives and they are not seeing it as trials, but as part of their Christian journey. They are seeing their suffering as part of their Christian journey. But from the beginning of the world, it was not so. That is not God's plan for them. Yet, we have been brought and redeemed to enjoy the blessing of our new family through our newfound faith, through Jesus. Yet, in this voice you are hearing right now, you will surely enjoy God's presence in your life in Jesus' name. In this voice you are hearing right now, Jesus Himself will help you. I declare your eyes open in Jesus' name. The children of promise. The children of promise. The book of Galatians 4 verse 28 in our text says, now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise. The book of Acts 3 verse 26 also laid emphasis on that. Unto you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. Jesus was raised to save us and to bless us. The blessing of our Lord Jesus Christ can only be made real when we surrender to his lordship. We need to surrender to the lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ before his blessings, is the blessing of coming to acts, dying for our sin and resurrected. Before that blessing begin to speak, we need to fully surrender to him. Your case is different if you are born again. You are redeemed to reign. You are born again to live above challenges and stay permanently above it. You have been redeemed through the blood of Jesus to live above challenges. You need to surrender to the lordship of Jesus Christ. Now, we should not deceive ourselves. It may not be easy for someone to surrender to the lordship of Jesus Christ. Be not deceived. Let's not deceive ourselves. We need the grace of God to surrender to the lordship of Jesus. Because a lot of people surrender their life to Jesus today and pick it up from him tomorrow. They give their life to Jesus in the morning and take it back in the afternoon. So we need the grace of God to totally surrender to the lordship of Jesus Christ. And I pray in the name of Jesus, eye-opening revelations, grace you need to totally surrender your life to Jesus, to totally surrender to his lordship. Receive it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. The grace of God is needed. We need the grace to be able to surrender to him. Let's look at God's family. Let's read the following word in the scripture. It will give us better understanding on this. The book of John 1, chapter 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." But as many as received him. So for we to surrender to his lordship, we need to receive him. For we to enjoy the promise, we need to receive him. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that are called, even to them that believe on his name, even to them that believe on his name, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to be called the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That's not all. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor adulterers, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 to verse 11. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Be not ye not equally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idol? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. This validates the following, that until you are born again, you are not in God's own family. Until you are born again, you are not in God's own family. Until you are washed from your sin and forsake them, God is not your father. Giving your life to Jesus today and taking a bath from him tomorrow is not what God wants from you. Until you forsake your sin and surrender totally to Jesus, you are not part of God's own family. This also proves that salvation is not just you confessing him today and turning back from him tomorrow. No. Salvation is the ticket to God's own family. You need to accept him and totally surrender to him and believe it, not turning back from him. Salvation is the ticket we need to God's own family. And salvation can only be gotten by totally surrendering our life to him. You are not part of God's own family until you totally surrender to Jesus. On earth, being a member of a family is by blood. Until you are washed by the blood of the Lamb, that is the blood of Jesus, and remain clean by staying with him, you are not part of his family.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
Until you are washed by the blood of Jesus, I pray over you today that your membership in God's own family shall not be terminated by satanic calculation in Jesus' name. Your membership in God's own family shall not be terminated by satanic calculation in Jesus' name. It is possible to be addicted to church and be far from God. It is possible to be addicted to church, and such person should be far from God. It's possible. The book of Matthew 15, verse 8 says, "These people draweth near unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." They draw near to me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. To some people, going to church is like going to clubhouse. Going to church is like going to clubhouse. Let's go and enjoy. Let's go and just dance. Let's go and sweat out. It is possible to be called a pastor, reading Bible every day and preaching every week, and yet have no experience of salvation. It is possible to be called a pastor, and you are even reading Bible every day, and you are even preaching every week, and yet you have no experience of salvation. In case you don't know, Christianity can be faked. Matthew 7:21-23 says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wondrous work. And in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Depart from me." So when I say that it is possible to be called a pastor, reading Bible every day and even preaching every week and yet have no experience of salvation. That is what I'm talking about. That is where I'm referring to. Because some people are faking their Christianity. They are just faking it. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that have been under a fake pastor. Someone who pronounced himself to be a prophet of God, that you have been enslaved under them. In the name of Jesus, right now receive your deliverance. Many people have been deceived, though. Look at what that passage says in the book of Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23. It says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So some people are so-called pastor, some people are so-called prophet, but are they doing the will of God? Are they doing the will of the Father in heaven? He continues saying, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. They are even like, some of them have been so deceived, have been so demonized, that they will even be praying in the name of Jesus. And in fact, miracle may be happening under the administration. But that verse says, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. In fact, you may not even know that these people are not doing all these things they are doing by the power of God or by the help of Jesus. I pray, may your eyes be opened in Jesus' name. May your eyes be opened in Jesus' name. May your eyes be opened in Jesus' name. No matter your packaging in your outlook and cautious communication, if you are not safe, you are not safe. No matter your packaging, no matter your dressing, no matter your outfit, if you are not safe, you are not safe. Don't deceive yourself. God is offering you a free ticket again today, right now. Receive Jesus into your life and your lineage. Receive Jesus into your life right now, and you will experience a change. Your lineage will change instantly, and you will not become among one of those who are enjoying the promise of God, the promise of Father Abraham. God has covenanted with Father Abraham. Once you become a child of promise, you also become a beneficiary of that promise. God will accept you back to himself, and you will begin to flourish and live in peace on this earth, as it will be easy for you to embrace the principle to obey once you surrender to him. It takes oneness with God to go beyond the letters and story of the Bible. There is light in the Bible. There is light in the scripture. But it takes oneness with God to tap into that light. It takes oneness with God. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And if you want to accept him, the time for you has come right now. I want you to pray this prayer after me. You want to surrender to Jesus Christ. You want to genuinely walk with him. You want to genuinely do his will. I want you to say this prayer after me. With conviction, say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I need you in my life. the Lord of all. I surrender all unto you today. Forgive me my shortcomings and deliver me from guilt of my sin. Have mercy on me. I believe you died on the first day and resurrected on the third day to set me free. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are not born again. You are now in the God's family. Stay there, purified. Be addicted to God's house. Stay in God's sight. Be addicted to God's house. You are now part of God's own family. You have now become one of his beloved. You have now become one of his sons. You are now one of his daughters. But to get your salvation sustained and established, you need to be addicted to him. You need to fellowship with him very well. You need to value his word. You need to walk with him. You need to be fed by his word. You need him in your life. Because a seed planted without being watered can dry up. So you need the word of God to be watered. You need the word of God to be fed. So you need to be part of a Bible-believing church where they preach the genuine word of God. Where they don't just lie. Where they don't just cover things. Where they preach the right word of God. You need to join them and fellowship with them. After all these things, you will now start enjoying the fullness of God. There is a level you will get to in God that all things will just start working together for your good. You are now born again. You are now in God's own family. Stay purified. Stay there. Be addicted to him. Be addicted to God's house. This level will determine where you stand in God and what your experience will be on a daily basis. It is possible to be poor and make heaven, but it is also more comfortable to be rich and make heaven. Yes. It is possible to be poor and make heaven. It is good to know that also it is possible to be rich. It is more comfortable to be rich and make heaven. Listen to me very well. God has spoken in Genesis 12, verse 1 to verse 3, that says, "Now the Lord hath said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Dear one, God has said it and he will do it. God declared this to Abraham and he fulfilled it as he has spoken. I want you to rise up on your feet right now and say, "Lord Jesus, help me to surrender my life to you." Open your mouth and pray louder. In the name of Jesus, everlasting Father, King of glory, I pray unto you. I want to surrender my life unto you totally. I want to surrender my life unto you completely. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus, to surrender my life to you totally. Help me, Jesus, to surrender my life unto you completely. Ancient of Days, help me. Jesus, 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 help me. I want to surrender my life unto you, Father. I want to surrender my life to you, Jesus. I want to totally surrender my life to you. Help me, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Jesus, be my guide. Hold me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505, website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.